So an argument for tough love there when it comes to migrants and refugees. And speaking of tough love, later in the show we'll head to Germany to hear about the charged debate there over deporting migrants. But let's return for a minute to the so-called Brexit. No one really knows what will happen if Britain decides to leave the European Union in tomorrow's vote. But we wanted to find a place where those unanswered questions might come into sharper focus. So let's talk about Ireland. The Emerald Isle is made up of the Irish Republic to the south and Northern Ireland, still part of the UK, to the north. Right now, both are part of the European Union. But if Britain chooses to leave tomorrow, Northern Ireland would also no longer be part of the EU. The Republic of Ireland would, of course, remain in the EU. My colleague Chris Page is a BBC's Ireland correspondent, and I asked him to describe crossing that border today.
You drive across the border these days and you don't really know that you're crossing from one country into another, because there are no passport controls, there are no barriers, there's no sign that you're arriving in a different nation, apart from perhaps the road signs. The speed limits in Northern Ireland are in miles per hour, and the speed limits in the Republic of Ireland are in kilometres an hour.
Free movement and no border checks, so you're going from Northern Ireland and the UK to the EU. If the UK votes for a Brexit, presumably a new border would appear, the EU on one side, Northern Ireland and the UK on the other.
Well, this has been one of the key aspects of the referendum debate here in Northern Ireland. Those who are arguing for the UK to remain in the European Union will say that the border will have to be hardened up, that you quite simply cannot have one state in the European Union with a different immigration policy to the other state, which is outside the European Union, and for an open border to be kept in place. The Leave side, though, will say no, actually things don't have to change. They will say that a new arrangement could be put in place.
How much of a role has the EU played in shaping the Northern Ireland that we know today?
What I think is indisputable is that the European Union has spent money here in the form of special peace funding. Since the sectarian conflict here ended in the 1990s, the European Union has sent special money here to fund infrastructure projects, to fund projects which brought both sides together, which promoted reconciliation. For example, projects where children from both nationalist and unionist backgrounds can get together and get to know each other, laying the foundations for a more peaceful future. And those funds have amounted to about $1.5 billion over the last 20 years or so. People on the Leave side will say, yes, that money has come about, but actually it's just come out of the money which the UK has been sending to the European Union anyways.
Chris, have you heard of any fears that the possible reappearance of border controls between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland could kind of play into the old narrative of division, could maybe even damage the peace settlement?
You do hear that from some quarters. For example, Richard Haass, the American diplomat who recently chaired a round of peace talks here, he has spoken of his fears that a Brexit could contribute towards more division in this part of the world. Now, there is a school of thought that says that if there's a Brexit and the border becomes a harder, then that might play into the hands of dissident Republicans, people who believe that the old Republican movement, the Irish Republican Army, the IRA, shouldn't have given up the fight and should have continued their guerrilla campaign to try to force Northern Ireland into the Republic of Ireland, that those dissident Republicans would benefit from a hardening of the border, in that it would highlight the fact that the island is still divided by a red line on the map. However, unionists in particular would say that any thought that Brexit could be destabilising for Northern Ireland is absolute nonsense, that the peace process is the result of people within Northern Ireland are coming together, a political process within Northern Ireland itself, and that therefore nobody who is concerned about a Brexit endangering the peace should be thinking that way.
My BBC colleague Chris Page, their Ireland correspondent, speaking with me from Belfast. Thank you very much for your time, Chris.
Always a pleasure.